Okay, thank you for that, Hespid. So it's chillin' and chizuk. It's not mussar and mushrooms or herring and halacha. So it's very important that the divrei chizuk be mechazik. So rather than tell you to stop doing something you're doing wrong, that would be mussar. Chizuk is to strengthen you all for what you're doing. So let us try to do that. Avram at the beginning of this week's parsha is told, "Lech lecha me'aretzcha milatcha b'beit avicha el ha'aretz asher areka." Go to the land that I'm going to show you. Doesn't say go to Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't tell him exactly where he's going. Different mefarshim have all sorts of different ways of explaining it. But then when you come again in parsha Vayera, Avram tells the story to Avimelech, and he says, "I was just wandering around. I didn't know where I was going." So the sense we get is Hashem told him to go. Where am I going? When you get there, I'll tell you. In our days, that would be if God comes to you, tells you to go, and you're in New York, so you go over to JFK Airport, and you go, okay, next flight out. And they're like, to wherever. That's what Avram was going through. Not to mention, he's packing up all this stuff, goodbye party, his friends, and they go, okay, bon voyage, where are you going? Not sure yet. It's a little bit strange. Taxi driver thinks you're strange, all your friends think you're strange. The lady in the airport you try to buy the ticket from to anywhere, she just thinks you're a fugitive on the run. It's all strange. And really, Masa Avot Simon the Banim, Avram was showing what Emunah was, what Bitachon is. Kadosh Baruch Hu told him to go. You go. You do the right thing, regardless of how strange it looks in the eyes of everyone else. We refer to Avram as Avram HaIvri. Ivri Milashon Ever. He was from the Ever Yarden, it's on the other side. Or he was on the other side of everyone else all the time. Everyone else is doing Avodah Zarah, and he's not. Everyone else is doing all sorts of things they shouldn't be doing, and he's not. He was the monotheist. He was an Ish Yashar. Rashis is called Sefer Yesharim because of the Avos teaching people. He would just tell Avimelech, hey, what your people are doing, stealing wells, load what you're doing, you're letting your shepherds have the sheep graze in the fields that aren't theirs, all this is not Yashar, this is not proper. Avram was always on the opposite side of everyone else, and he was willing to be considered strange and willing to be considered the outcast, all because that was the right thing to do. And we also, in so many ways, spending a year in a Middle Eastern village to learn ancient Aramaic texts, that should sound strange to most of your neighbors back home. Most of your friends when you get to college, if you go back to college in America or in Chutz Laaretz or wherever you're from. That sounds strange. You're spending a year, 2 years, one of the first to mention Shana Bet, sorry. You spend time learning Torah. You spend time growing in Avodas Hashem, in Yiras Hashem, in your Asmada, building on your relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. And that's what you're doing. And to lots of people, that doesn't make sense. You're wasting your time. This is true about Am Yisrael in general. The other nations don't understand Am Yisrael. This is true about the modern state of Israel. Countries around the world constantly saying whatever Israel does is wrong. On the other side, Masa Avot Simon the Banim, we learned from Avram how to deal with that. There's a wild nitziv in Ki Teitzeh. Nitziv tells us that there are people in the world who we would consider them, rightfully so, very strange, because they want to have an inappropriate relationship with a dog. It's so strange. Doesn't make sense to us how you could want to do that to a dog. And he said, that idea, as strange as that sounds to you, who would want to do that to a dog? That's what we do with people. That's how the rest of the world views Am Yisrael. They go, the way we have a relationship with the Bono Shalom, and the way we daven and work on ourselves and work on a relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, and we're just so excited by the contact with the Kaddish Baruch Hu that we get from learning his Torah and Shas and all the poskim and all halacha. We feel we're touching and getting to know a Kaddish Baruch Hu better. And we like that. We like that relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. The world sees our relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu the way we see somebody who wants to mate with a dog. And again, because we know it's right, because we're sure it's right, we're convinced it's right, this is what we do. We do what's right. And so the chizuk for all of you, you're all here, you're all doing what's right. You should all continue to do what's right, regardless of what anyone else who doesn't understand what you're doing, why you're doing what you're doing. No, you're here, you're doing what's right. You should continue to do what's right. You should all be matzliach. Have a great year. Have a good night.